You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290, 564-1290. Or you can reach Mark Schneidman, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor, after the program at 898-4242, 898-4242, and at RadioRealEstate.com.
Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Okay, time for the weekly multiple listing update. Sales in the South County. I do want to dedicate today's show to Maria Barato. She is the mother of Elena Felland, who is a longtime real estate associate of mine, longtime friend. Met her in 1988. And her mom died last week, 91 years old. And my big regret is we never got into the kitchen so I could watch her make gnocchi. Anyway... We wish Elena well, and this Thursday, which is what date? October what? There'll be the funeral at 33 East Mitchell Terrena, which at 10 o'clock Thursday morning, October 27th, if you want to pay your respects. So, Maria Barato, we'll always remember your gnocchi. Also, in the paper, news press, there was a big ad that the Santa Barbara Association of Realtors took out. Say no to the sewer lateral ordinance. Not against clean water and cleaning up the sewers that run from the lateral. It refers to what runs from the home to the street. And it's not covered by the city or the county. There's a lot of plans to clean up old and faulty systems. But the Association of Realtors and myself are opposed to forcing it to being done at close of escrow. And they have a great sign of City of Santa Barbara with a big hose in somebody's back pocket and saying, okay, his wallet is ready for clean out. And a lot of cities, again, have passed ordinances to keep city sewer laterals clean and updated and upgraded with by grids. And we're opposed. So if you think this is a good idea, fine, but if you're opposed to it, you should get in touch with your city council person or call the Association of Realtors, and there's petitions for you to sign. It's real important, I think. Association of Realtors number is 963-3787. Just tell them you want to sign something or find out where to send an email or whatever to oppose this. Say no to the sewer lateral ordinance. Association of Realtors phone number 963-3787. 963-3787. Weekly multiple listing update for the week ending October 21st, 2005. It's the 42nd week of the year 2005 and the 355th week I've done this. 47 new listings hit the books this week with a low of $650,000 on Holly. Actually, it's a back on the market. It started at $750,000. It's in Carpinteria. Now it's $650,000. A high of $6,750,000 on Glen Oaks. Of the 47 new listings, and again, this is just through the multiple listing service and just single-family residences only. That means no condos. Of the 47 new listings, 16 were under $1 million. That's about a third. And the median price for the 47, $1.3 million. 20 lucky people opened escrow this week. A low of $709,000 on De La Vina Street and a high of $3,195,000 on Rincon Vista. Of the 20 opened escrows, 7 were under $1 million. Again, about a third. The median price for the 20, $1,164,000. 17 even luckier people closed escrow as reported this week, again ending October 21st, 2005. 17 people, a low of $869,000 on San Simeon Drive. Boy, there's a gem of a street out there in Nolita. And I'm not being sarcastic. And a high of $2,525,000 on Tunnel Road. The buyers had to tunnel their way into a bank to pay $2,525,000. Of the 17 sold listings, closed escrows, 6 were under $1 million. Again, just about a third. All three categories, one third of the listings under $1 million. The median price for the 17 sold listings, $1,182,000. Now, compare that to year-to-date median price, at least for the first three quarters of 2005, ending in the end of September. We just had some numbers come out from the Association of Realtors, and thank God they matched what I come up with. So, although I had different numbers of sales, I'll have to double check this. I'm showing a few more sales, both in year-to-date 2004 and year-to-date 2005, but the median price, just about the same. Year-to-date median price 2005 through September, $1,270,000, and compared to last year at this time, 04, it was $1,110,000. So that's an increase of 25.7% of that median price. Does that mean your house went up 25.7%? No. It could. It could have gone up more. But it's a median price that went up. Want further information? Call your local realtor. Now, from last year at 04, when it went up to a median price of $1,010,000, that was a 17.6% increase from the prior year of 03, where the first three quarters it was up to $859,000. So here's the three numbers for the years 2003, 4, and 5: $859,000, $1,010,000, and $1,270,000. So a big increase of 25.7% from last year, and last year was an increase of 17.6%. Of our active listings, what do we have? Gross numbers. Let's look at gross numbers. In other words, numbers that are still in escrow. I keep looking at the clock. We're going to go. We still have some time. 457 active listings, okay? Last year at this time, 396 active listings. So that's a big increase. 03 at this time, 350. So you could see inventory increasing over the last 3 years. Now, what I've started to do is take out the numbers that are actually in escrow to give you a net number that you would literally look at. And of the 457 active listings, again, single family only, not condos, 403 are active. So about 54 are in escrow. Of the 100 listings under $1 million that are active, 19, about 19%, I suppose, are in escrow, leaving a net number of 81. And here's another interesting thing I didn't mention, comparing year-to-date 05 to 04 and looking at the sales. In 04, year-to-date first three quarters, there were 25 listings reported, and they didn't have a sales price. Agents used to just put down zero because the buyers or the sellers would say, you know, we don't really want to report it. Well, teeth have been put into the rules and regulations. And of the sales year-to-date in 05, only one zero listing price, sales price, has been recorded. So that's going to help with stats and with... Well, I guess it's just going to help with stats. The fact is, after something closes, if you're interested in finding out what it sold for, you'll eventually be able to find out. You just can't hold it secret forever. We have no secrets here. Again, that's the end of the week ending October 21st, 2005, your weekly multiple listing sales update. We have no secrets on Radio Real Estate. And although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Now, stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, or call me after the program at 898-4242. That's in the 805 area code, 805-898-4242, if you want to buy or sell, or if you have any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.